This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Welcome back, inshallah, today for the first session after yesterday's talk, Boys to Men. Today we're going to start a new program, a new lecture that we're going to give every Tuesday and Thursday called Reflections on the Past, or Reflecting on Past Times. So, inshallah ta'ala, in this session we just want to step back from all this that's going on around us and think of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. The bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. Everything around us is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. There's not a single bounty, there's not a single blessing around you that you benefit from, except that it comes from who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. Everything in the skies and in the earth, the stars that you look at, the moon that you look and reflect on, the sun that you benefit from, and then the earth, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the seas, the valleys, everything around you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was placed and made the way it was made and put in its place just so you can use it to be guided to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to take this time to reflect on all of the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. How many things around us right now, since the coronavirus came out, how many things were taken away from us? How many things did we take for granted? How many things did we used to use and not remember the blessing and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it? We'll take our car keys, go out to a restaurant, meet up with friends, go to college, see our teachers and learn from them, go to the park, take a walk, go to nice restaurants and eat. All of this is put on hold. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this for a divine wisdom. It's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cruel to us or Allah hates us. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala latifun bi'ibadih. Allah is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants us to return to Him. Yuridullah liyahdiyakum. وَيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah only wants to guide you and show you the ways of the people before you, the guided ways. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is to for you to repent and to go back to Him. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and this is such a beautiful ayah, wallah, and He only wants the ones who follow their desires, who fall into haram, who forget, fall into neglect. Allah wants them to do what? He wants them to return to Him. And then He gives us the disclaimer. He says, Allah, I know you're like this. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. I want to make it easy for you. I want to make things easy for you. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. And insan, which is us, mankind, we're created weak. We're weak against our own selves. Sometimes we forget, we fall into neglect, we fall into maharim, into things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. But it is not something that Allah does not know of us. Allah knows that we're going to fall short. Allah knows that we're going to stray away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is what? Is to see if we would actually go back to Him. Will we go back to Him or not? Are we going to say, Ya Allah, forgive me or not? And that is, in essence, what ubudiyyah is. That is what worship is. So, we need to be thankful for the blessings of Allah. Everything that we look back at, things that we had 2 months ago or a month ago before the corona scare happened. It only started a couple of weeks ago. We started hearing about it and then it escalated. And it went out of proportion. SubhanAllah, what we see today, the way we're quarantined and the way we might be quarantined in a couple of weeks is nothing we expected last month when we were out with our friends. Some of the guys would go out, have bazookies every Tuesday. Some of the guys, you know, they would go to BJ's. That's here in Epic Masjid, of course. And, you know, all those good times that we spent together just stopped suddenly without our expectation, SubhanAllah. But now we need to really look back at those times, say, did I really thank Allah for that? When I went home, did I say, Alhamdulillah? Alhamdulillah that I have a car to drive. Alhamdulillah that I have friends to go out and chill with. Alhamdulillah that there are restaurants that are halal, that have good food, that can accommodate all of us. Alhamdulillah we have a nice big masjid. Alhamdulillah we have a sports facility. We can play basketball, we play ping pong, we have a fitness center. When did we thank Allah for all of this? But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes something away from us just so we return to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thank me for what I give you, then the only thing I can do is what? Increase you. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you thank me, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase you. Increase you in what? In blessings, in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you deny and reject, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, indeed my punishment is hard, strong. So it's either thankfulness, these are only two ways. Thankfulness or neglect and heedlessness and lack of thankfulness. وَلَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So what happens to us when we forget to thank Allah enough? What happens to us when we're living in this bounty and all of these blessings and we don't say Alhamdulillah? We don't thank Allah for what He gave us. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever happens to you, whatever hardship or calamity befalls you, is because of what you did. So our neglect and our heedlessness is what we're feeling right now. All the hardships that fell on our heads right now with this calamity is because of what we did, because of what we did not do before. بِمَا صَنَعْنَا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِينَا, what our hands acquired. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and a lot of it has been forgiven. So if Allah only treated us with what we did, one for one, in equal, then we will all be eradicated from this earth. We will all cease to exist. وَلَوْ يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَبَّ. If Allah held us accountable for the corruption, for what we do, all our evil actions, our neglect, our heedlessness, everything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to hold us accountable for everything we did, there wouldn't be anything alive on this earth. Everything would be gone. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ. يُؤَخِّرْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just is delaying us for يوم القيامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, we want to understand that this earth, there's a certain harmony that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in it between all of its creations. But when mankind is not in sync with the harmony of this universe, then they cause corruption in this earth. They cause corruption in the seas, in the oceans. It is not me that's saying this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. He said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ, that Corruption is shown. Corruption appeared. Where? On earth. On earth and in the seas and the oceans. Why? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Because of what people did. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. So that they could taste some, not all, some of what they did. Why? طيب, Ya Allah, why are you testing us with this? Ya Allah, you're merciful. Allah says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So they can return to Him. يَرْجِعُونَ. So they can go back. Go back to who? Go back to what? Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for your return. He wants you to go back to Him. That's all He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُرِيد أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. He wants you to repent. He wants to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar, and Al-Rahman, and Al-Rahim. So, He is the all-forgiving and the all-merciful to everyone. There's not a single creation that doesn't have a part of this mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to do? To go back to Him. That's it. So, when something happens to a believer, when a calamity befalls one of the believers, what do? They quickly go back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They repent to Him. They seek forgiveness. And this forgiveness, you might think it's just a word on the tongue, but what it means in reality is that you acknowledge. And this is what repentance means. When you say astaghfirullah for your sins, you're saying that I believe in a day of judgment where I will be judged for my actions. And you're saying that I believe that my actions will be on a scale and all of my evil deeds are recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to erase them, to cover them. And that's what istighfar is, to cover and to pardon. And you're believing, acknowledging the oneness of Allah, the ability of Allah, all of the azama, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you just say this one word, astaghfirullah, it has all of these meanings inside it. So right now, I want all of you to say astaghfirullah al-azim. Astaghfirullah al-azim. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and Iblis, he refused to prostrate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked Iblis out of Jannah. And he said, wait, and Iblis replied, that I will try to lure Adam and the sons of Adam, the offspring of Adam, so long as they have souls inside their chests. This is what Iblis said. He said, O Allah, so long as they have souls inside their chest, I will lure them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I will continue to forgive them so long as they ask for forgiveness. So all you have to do is ask. That's it. It's simple as that. Every day at night before you go to sleep, say astaghfirullah. That's it. In the morning, say astaghfirullah. When you're walking, say astaghfirullah. Make it a habit to say astaghfirullah. As a matter of fact, there's a place in Jannah just for the people who do a lot of istighfar. The Prophet ﷺ said, طُوبَ لِلْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. طُوبَ, there's a place in Jannah, a tree in Jannah, it's like a hangout, just for the people who said istighfar a lot, in abundance in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from. So this world, we have to be in harmony with it. We have to be in sync with it. Because this earth is what we're going to be buried in after we die. And this earth is what will cry and shed a tear for us when we die. What? Sounds weird, right? Does earth cry? Yes, it's not me that says it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of Fir'aun, after they died, He said, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. That the skies and the earth did not cry for them, the people of Fir'aun. What does this mean about other people? That righteous people, the earth and the sky cries for. The earth and the sky cries for people. But for who? For the believer. The believer who lived in harmony with the creation of Allah, all of the creation does tasbih. All of the creation does ta'zim. It glorifies Allah. And it recognizes the greatness of Allah. And it doesn't go outside of line. The only one who does it is who? Mankind. Us that walk upon this earth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, let us return back to Allah today. Right now we're all alone. We're in our house. We're studying at home. We're limiting our moving. We're not meeting up with friends as much or at all. What should I do? Reflect on your past. Look at everything you did. Think of why you were doing it. Think of who you were doing it for. Think of all of these dreams that you had for how your future is going to be this, I'm going to build that, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to make that. Right now it's all on hold. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all of this away for what? So that we can return to Him subhanahu. Just remember that everything you've been planning is nothing. With a single virus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put everything on hold. Everything. And that's how simple it is. It's as if Allah is sending us a message telling us, look, you see this whole dunya? وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. You thought that you are able to do things in it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can end it in no time. This whole dunya. A single virus that we can't see with our naked eye is what is stopping us from doing everything we can. Things that we were doing last month. This is, wallahi, something we should really, really reflect on. When we go to sleep, let's not be heedless. Let's not just look at the miracles of Allah, the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yurina ayat. He's showing us these signs. These signs are not for anyone. They're for a believer to go back to Allah. To go back to Allah. So, until when are we going to delay this? Think of it. When are we going to delay this repentance? Right now we're, okay, let's say we're killing our time, playing video games, we're doing stuff on the computer, maybe we're studying a little, we're bored. A lot of you, the youth are calling me like, we're just so bored, Murad, we don't know what to do. What do you mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you responsibility, reflect. Think, ponder, open the window, look outside, look at the creation of Allah. And reflect on your actions in the past. Were they pleasing to Allah? Because if they weren't, then when is the time? If you don't repent right now, when coronavirus is spreading, it's only increasing. We had 5, now we have more than 100 in Texas. And it's only a matter of time that we start hearing that people we know have coronavirus, our neighbors have coronavirus, maybe family members, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have coronavirus, and death surrounds us from every angle. Is that when we're going to delay our repentance? It's coming closer and closer. Scientists, doctors are saying that it doesn't look like it's going to be better anytime soon. Okay, everyone is saying things are very likely going to get worse. So what are you doing about it? Are you going to wait until you're about to die and then say, oh Allah, forgive me? No, repent right now. Repent, that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. You're like, yeah, Shaykh, but you know, my repentance isn't, you know, I'm just doing it because, you know, I'm free and I know I'm going to go back to it. No, repent right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. Murad, how do you know that? Come on, Shaykh, how do you know what Allah is going to accept? I don't know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me in the Quran. He told all of us. He said, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. About the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that did an action of hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Or ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. So Allah تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Allah accepted their repentance so that they may repent. Isn't that amazing? So before they even repented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He accepted their repentance, and it is because His acceptance of their repentance and His decree that they will repent, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy, made repentance, made the word atubu, Allahumma astaghfiruka atubu ilayk, oh Allah, I repent to you, on their tongue. He made it come out because He already decreed for them to repent and for it to be accepted. So if you go make wudu and pray two rak'ahs right now and say, oh Allah, I repent to you from everything evil, every action of displeasure, anything I ever did that displeased you, oh Allah, I repent from it. Forgive me for it. And ya Allah, I promise that I'll never go back to it. Oh Allah, assist me to never go back to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you. Yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy with the tawbah of a servant than a man. And he gave an example. He said a man who was in the middle of a desert with his camel. He went to sleep under a tree, woke up just to find that his camel ran away. He looked and he looked and he looked. And then after he gave up, he slept under a tree again. And then he woke up, almost certain that he's going to die out of thirst and hunger in the middle of the desert without a camel. He finds his camel right in front of him when he woke up, subhanAllah. And he was so happy that he said, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. From how happy he was, he said, oh Allah, you are my servant and I am the Lord. أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ. He made a mistake from how happy he was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happier than this man with your repentance. So are you going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy today? I want every single one who's watching this right now to go back and to repent to Allah. We all need it. I'm going to make wudu, I'm going to repent right now, and I want every single one of you to do the same. We make wudu, good wudu, a full wudu, we go, we pray two rak'ahs after the two rak'ahs, and this was narrated in a hadith, by the way, and we seek repentance. We repent to Allah. We seek forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us from those who are heedless, who see the signs around them, but never use them to be guided to you, O Allah. O Allah, make us from those servants who you chose to change and to be closer to you. O Allah, bring us, draw us towards you. O Allah, do not disconnect us from you. O Allah, make us come out of this fitna, this trial, ready to meet the rest of the world in a state of thankfulness to you. In a state of thankfulness to you. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.